is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I feel tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
A big part of the Salt Lake City scene. The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Coming to you from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3.
Whatever gets you through the night.
I'm your host, legendary Joe Artinger, with you today. And let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. It's Dennis and Mr. 40, part 2. At the Poison Concert, and it is the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
We just received an email from Tom, who's our guy out at Nissan Pavilion, the big concert place.
Man, are we hearing good reports on this guy.
And he writes to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. For the record, Dennis and Mr. 40 were allowed to go on stage and watch Poison set from the side of the stage.
That's very good. I'm glad they were able to do that.
They evidently were not where they were supposed to be when the tour manager came looking for them.
There you go.
I can't imagine. So they missed the opportunity.
Wow, how about that?
Overall, the night was fun. The interview with Brett was awesome, but Dennis and the tape player kept shutting off.
Wow.
I hope some of what I heard was usable. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. And apparently this guy is just
Dennis?
Terrific out at Nissan.
Dennis, now what about this? Tom writes that both you and 40 were welcome to go on stage and that you were not where you were supposed to be when the tour manager was looking for you.
Apparently that's the way it was because we were on... We went out the dining room area, and we looked on the side of the stage, but not on the right side of the stage.
Hold on, please. 40?
Yeah.
Yo.
That sound legit to you, 40?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The dude, when we got back to the little joint, the dude was like, oh, everybody that's going down the hall is already gone. I mean, I was just talking about as far as performing.
All right.
They said it was no way we were going to be able to sing that you and, Don and Mike, because I don't know who spoke last. So you two would have been allowed to go in and perform.
But you guys could've.
I was just talking in reference to that. Yeah, we could have gone on and watched it from the side of the stage.
All right, gotcha. Okay, all right, hold on a second. Let's get back to the tape now. This is Dennis or Mr. 40, I'm not sure which, interviewing the guitarist from the band Winger.
Stay tuned for a great interview.
This will be good.
You want that now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I was thinking next week.
Sorry. That's my bad.
Okay,
I was really into the, the tape, so.
Yeah.
It seems to be affecting the whole show now.
It's contagious.
It's called Murphy's Law.
Are you ready for that now? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okie doke.
Do we have that, Rob?
What's that?
What he's doing is fast forwarding. I'm saving you the trouble of hearing about 10 minutes worth of filler. Right.
Are they in the dining area?
I'm sure they're having salmon.
Not
Winger
now.
Guitarist.
Here we go. Winger guitarist.
You know what I'm saying? What you playing with Winger? You play their guitar, right?
I started Winger in 89 with Kip and wrote that song, She's Only 17. And,
right.
You know, and then I joined Alice Cooper for 4 years after that because Winger broke up in 91. And I was with Alice, man. He's cool.
Okay,
Alice.
Okay.
And then I was in a band called Dokken and was actually on this tour with Dokken a few years ago.
This guy is thrilled that anybody is asking him anything besides, may I have your license and registration, please? this guy is just freaking thrilled.
Sure.
Anybody's put a microphone in front of his face.
Sounds like he's got a hell of a resume.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And I had to give my man a shout out because he bought me a brew from the back. You know, I was 40, was out here tapping his vein, and he brought me a brew from the back, you know?
That is all that 40 cares about. You know what?
It's beer.
And that's what I like. Consistency in a human being. Yeah. It doesn't matter who the guy is. He bought 40 a beer. That's why he's being interviewed.
Man, you look thirsty.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've never seen a guy drink beer that fast. Love it so much in my whole life. I got to bring them five more, and they'll be gone in 10 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about. And let me get a Don and Mike. You rock. That's for Tim.
Don and Mike, you rock.
And that's for Tim.
Hey, Tim, that's for Tim.
I.
Perfect. A great interview.
I. Let's, yes, now let's go to Poison is now on stage.
Okay. So are we going to hear the band in the background?
Yes, and we will hear Dennis singing Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is not up on stage as it could have been.
No.
I guess it's from...
Down in his seat.
From the seat. Good thing they didn't get on stage, isn't it?
That would have been a horrible embarrassment for the show, but then again, that was our goal.
We could send this to Yoko.
None of the words.
That's why what you're hearing is basically.
Goodbye ratings. Okay, all right. Enough.
My God. Dennis worked real hard learning the lyrics.
Let's go to 1735, Rob.
All right.
Mr. 40 setting up the interview with the guys in Port.
Good. Good.
Go there.
Real quick, it's your man, Mr. 40, rolling with Dennis Murphy. He's behind me. We about to make this happen real quick. I wish I had a beer for the interview, but I guess not. Oh yeah, I can get a hard lemonade or something. Can I get a drink for the interview?
Now, you see, we got lots of people here that wrapped all the way around the bus.
Okay.
They're Brett's fans.
Okay.
So we'll kick you on in. We got a few minutes for you to see the big B man. So okay. You ready to go in?
Yes, sir.
Love it.
All right, so right now,
we're going to walk up on the tour bus.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great.
Right.
Dennis and Tom, we're going to ask some questions of Brett Michaels.
Right.
Of Poison.
Can I get a drink real quick for the interview? Just one.
I love 40. Hey, Mr. 40, how many beers had you had up to this point? How many do you think?
Do I think?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had to round it to around maybe... 9. Oh, that's not rounding. 10.
Yeah. 10. Yeah. 10 beers already.
Wow, so you were enjoying yourself. You're feeling no pain, but you still wanted another one, right?
No pain.
Did they get you one before the interview?
Yeah.
All right. All right, hold on a second, please. Here we go.
That's all I want. I'm Mr. 40, baby. I don't believe in water.
Come on.
Come on, Dennis. Step up, baby. Step up.
Hey, Brett, I got Mr. Morty here.
Yo, we hold it down in the bus right now. Dennis Murphy trying to get up. Brett, what's up, dog?
How you doing, man? I'm doing awesome. How you doing?
Doing all right. Hey,
I'm doing good.
Dennis Murphy right here.
All right, so now they're in the bus with Brett Michaels.
So it sounds like we're going to get the highlight of the evening.
Here we go.
Man. Okay.
Go ahead, man.
We're going to sit right here and chill. All right, boom. Hold on. Let me.
You guys need some beers and drink, y'all.
Man, I'm going to go ahead and drink this mic real quick. You know what I'm saying? You want to rock the mic here? Hey, I'm going to turn this over to Dennis real quick.
Very mistake.
Show
Big
you
error.
Money, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hey, believe me. I remember the Jones from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? The straight MTV joints. I'm just, I'm like, yeah.
Hold on. 40's real nervous.
Yeah, a little.
40's real nervous.
And you're like, you're kissing his ass.
You really sounded nervous, 40.
Nah, I'm saying, I remember the videos from back in the day. I know some of the songs.
You're kissing his ass. That's all right.
Nah, dog, I gave Dennis the mic and sat down with my drink.
All right. Hold on, here we go.
You guys need some beers and drink, y'all.
I'm gonna go ahead and drink this mic real quick. You know what I'm saying? You want to rock the mic here? Hey, I'm going to turn this over to Dennis real quick. Hey, dog. Show was banging, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Believe me, I remember the jokes from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? The straight MTV joints, I'm just,
kiss ass.
Brett Michaels.
Good show. Thank you.
Good show.
You was good about it tonight.
Well, hold on.
No,
take the mic.
Danger. What's going on here? Danger. Mr. 40 is now giving the microphone to Dennis.
Big mistake.
Oh, no.
And this is where it goes down.
I got to find the fault with 40 on this.
Energy and the vibe and the whole attitude of every time we come down here. Uh-huh. It's so awesome, man. It's such a great feeling in all of us in here tonight. It's a great thing about any type of music you're listening to, you like. When you're doing it right and there's an energy and a flow, don't matter what you're listening to, everyone's in there together and hanging and banging, and it was awesome.
So I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
You're like,
all right, roll with it.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Brett Michaels, okay? By the way, Brett, I'm the
here we go.
Well, I would have this.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Is his first question?
Do you have any questions for me?
Oh my God.
Was your first question if Brett Michaels had any questions for you?
I was going by the script I was given.
Now, why does the...
that's all right. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Why does the tape deck become a hot potato all of a sudden?
Ask 40. I don't know. 40 was holding the tape recorder.
Mr. 40?
Yo.
What happened to the tape recorder?
The Joe just kept stopping. I don't know why. It's like we'd just be sitting there talking and Joe click, click.
Bad.
We don't know why.
Really? Do you think a bad cassette?
Probably,
buzz?
Yeah, jammed up.
All right, hold on, guys. Hold on.
Question for you.
Okay.
But can we discuss? Is it all right to discuss your hand?
It's fine.
All right, let's just get. Tell me about your hand. What happened?
Hey, Brett Michael. That's great.
Yeah.
He wants to ask Dennis what happened to his hand.
About his hand.
Okay.
Can you rewind that?
Can we hear that again?
Yeah.
Can we hear that again, please?
Thank you, Robbie.
That'd be good.
That's just too good not to hear again.
Do you have any questions for me, Dennis Murphy? Yes. What happened to your hand?
Thank you for taking time for congregating. Good question. Do you have any questions for the world famous Dennis Murphy?
Well, I would have this question for you.
Okay.
But can we discuss? Is it all right to discuss your hand?
It's fine.
All right. Let's just get. Tell me about your hand. What happened?
Okay. What happened to my right? And I was in the ocean one year.
You're
doing the shark story. Dennis gets extra credit for that.
He's not telling the truth.
I was swimming, right? And the next thing I know, a shark bit my hand off. Gone. Yeah, it just bit my hand off.
It's gone. Right.
No.
Do you have any good rings on your hand?
No good rings. The ring
to kill me.
No, but
my ring.
Yeah, but no. What really happened was I was born like this.
Right.
But I tell everyone all that. You know.
I knew you were BSing me. I knew all about you.
Oh, good. Okay. Go on.
Yeah, like you'd look at him or talk to him and then go, okay, so the shirt bit off your hand. What about the rest of you? I mean, what's the reason for the rest of you?
I like the angle, though. I like the shark story. That's good. That makes me laugh.
And then I got mad and stuck my tongue out at the shark.
There you go.
And he bit that off as well.
Half of it.
Okay, will you like to take a stab what my favorite poison song is?
Right. I'm going to ask you.
Okay, yeah. Well, what is my favorite poison song?
I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite poison
song? Yeah.
I'm asking you, what is your favorite?
Oh, okay. Okay, my favorite cooking song is Ooh Papa. And,
oh, no.
Oh, Dennis. My God.
What a moron.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Dennis. Umbop. Dennis, listen. Umbop was Dennis, a song by Hanson.
Where did Oom Bop Bop come from?
I don't know, Mike. Mike, we were in the cool bus. We were nervous. Probably I was nervous.
Would it ever, Dennis, would it ever hurt to just make even the slightest effort? Just the slightest effort to maybe get on the internet. Just to buy a CD.
Mike, we told him 1,000 times. The song is called Unskinny Bop.
Yeah.
Not Oom Bop.
Well, was he visibly shaken when you said that to him?
Yeah. He was just shaking his head at me.
All right. Hold on, please. Hold on.
I wish we were on stage so probably I could sing with you, but they would never go on stage. Okay, wow. What is your take on the WorldCom debacle?
Well, I got a real take on that. I think that it was Bernie Ebers? Is that who we're
talking about? Bernie Ebers, correct.
Yeah, you know, I think with a guy like him, you know, this is my opinion. I think that
you're talking about WorldCom,
right?
So, okay. What's your opinion on the WorldCom debacle?
What was that pause? What was that great? Was that what?
That was the tape recorder.
Oh, really?
Broke.
Okay.
We're talking about Bernie Ebers, right? I think that, like I said, he's either a great used car salesman that got himself a nice suit and screwed a lot of people out of a lot of money, and he honestly had no idea that they were, you know, $3, $4, $5 billion in debt. Who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
A couple little mess ups in the accounting department. Studio with you guys and do it.
They're not the tape recorder again.
Yeah. Tape recorder stops.
What's going to happen if we do it now?
What you want to call that Monday? Where you going to be today? Next time the show is on is Monday.
We're going to, now Monday we have a, we're driving all the way across to Toledo, so I think it'd be too late in the day till I could call in. Maybe Thursday. What about Thursday?
I mean, we're out to see it right now. It's going, yeah, let's try one more time till this thing stops, man.
All right. Where do I think he is? Yeah. Well, I'd like to hope in my hope of hope is that he's dead, but I have a feeling that Osama bin Laden is well hidden, but I think we're going to find him and take him out.
Repeat his answer, right?
Yeah.
After the show, how many glucose are you going to bang?
Well, I'm hoping if we can get done and the tape doesn't keep jumping out of there. You know, it was 10. We're down to about 2 right now. And I'm telling you, that's getting late.
How many glucose can I bang of you?
You know what? At the rate we're going, we're now down to 1, and she's out in the parking lot drunk, and if she leaves, I can see the car lights going. We're going to have to chase her down.
This poor guy, this guy's a trooper.
Yeah.
This guy, Brett Michaels, he's a trooper sitting there.
Stand-up guy.
Good Dennis, dragon breath coming at him.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. The tape popping out of the machine.
Half a hand.
40 just asking for beers.
Okay, how about, the sex quiz you did already.
Let's ask 40 how much Dennis was sweating when this is going. When we got the la la la.
How much was he sweating?
Buckets.
Buckets.
Buckets. All right. Hold on,
please. Hey, you know, I'm on vacation. So, hey, you know, like, hey, if you want to keep busy tomorrow, do you want to hang out?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way.
So tomorrow night you'll be in Hershey, correct?
Yes.
That's good. And,
yeah,
I'm on vacation anyway. So I'll meet up with you.
Look, I got just two questions. You drink 40s, right?
I drink 40s. After.
What's your favorite 40?
Well, you know what? I'm going right now. You know what? Can I just go with what I'm drinking right now?
Big 40 of Bud Light?
Yeah, well, I'm going 40 Bud Light. I'm a Corona man, if I can. Okay. I just had to dig my hand down in there, and as we were having a conversation, me and you were ready to pop it open, and then, of course, we had the mic debauchery.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I have to go with the Corona or the Bud Light.
All right, and then we're going to close it out. Just let me know. Just say, Don and Mike, I'm a member of FONA. That's Fans of Nice Asses.
All right. Don and Mike, I am a member of FONA, and that is Fans of Nice Asses.
Thank you, dog.
And that would be it.
Well, I was entertained.
Good job.
They managed to make it entertaining even with the technical malfunction.
That would be it. Thank you, Mr. 40.
Nothing problemo.
And thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
Dennis, stellar job. Very nicely done.
Okay, so I'm going to speak now, but grab myself up and look like a babe.
What?
What did he say?
What?
Oh, I'm going to the beach. I'm going to lather myself up
and
look
like a babe.
And
look at the babes.
All right, Dennis.
And I'll hear myself 3 hours later. Thank you.
On 96 Rock in Ocean City. All right, bye, Dennis.
And I'll be there Friday. Help it out 9 o'clock.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you,
Don.
Thank you for the
challenge.
It was very challenging.
Goodbye.
You know what's nice is when Dennis gets tan, his teeth look even whiter.
Absolutely. And he lathers himself up when he has the experience.
Oh, man. Hey, this show was off the hook. We had a ball. Once I got the vent flowing, we had a ball.
I like the team. Mm-hmm. I like the team a lot.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel about working with Dennis in the future?
As long as I got some brew, man, it's all good.
There you go. Thank you, 40.
All right, sir.
Great job, Don. You soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Well, we were not able to make it there. They were not able to make it here, so we met them halfway.
I sure like this combination, though.
Yeah.
You know, without the technical problems, it's a solid performance.
And I think come Thursday, if Brett Michaels does call us from Toledo...
Yeah, we'll have to ask him what his impressions were of the interview.
Absolutely.
Hey, I like Brett Michaels going right for the hand, though.
What's with the hand, dude?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Tonight, watching your kids play sports can be fun, unless you're like this dad.
We will begin sudden death overtime.
Sudden death is right. I'm about to have a heart attack.
You listen up. CBS Tonight.
Are you consumed with excessive worry, nervousness, or fear? Do you feel on edge and unable to relax? Do these symptoms cause trouble sleeping or cause your personal or professional life to suffer? If you felt this way for 6 months or more, you may qualify to participate in a clinical research study being conducted in our area for generalized anxiety disorder. If you qualify, you'll receive study-related medical care at no cost. Health insurance is not needed to participate. Again, if you're consumed with excessive worry, nervousness, or fear, feel on edge, unable to relax, or having trouble sleeping, you may be suffering from generalized anxiety disorder, a condition that can interfere with the well-being of your life at home and at work. Call Comprehensive Neuroscience now at 877-806-0101 to find out if you qualify to participate in this clinical research study for generalized anxiety disorder. Remember, it's at no cost to you. That number again is 1-877-806-0101. That's 877-806-0101.
Hello, fine people of the world. It's me again, letting you know why I, the Verizon Super Pages, am the creme de la creme of the Yellow Pages business. For those of you who don't have my savoir-faire and panache, that means the Verizon Super Pages is better. You see, the Verizon Super Pages is the only Yellow Pages that's with you wherever you go. The Super Pages is on the internet. The Super Pages can be downloaded to your cell phone. Other books just sit at home in a dusty drawer, weeping like a little girl who just ate too much Halloween candy. That's right, you other books. You heard me. I can say anything I want about you because you're stuck at home and cannot catch me. I not only can leave the drawer, I can leave the house. Yes, indeed. You other phone books, you cannot. You are pitiful. You are slow-witted. You are an embarrassment to the color yellow. You could not even hit a hanging curveball on a 3-0 count. I, on the other hand, am wily.
Online, on your cell, in the book. The Verizon Super Pages. Wherever you are, there it is.
Verizon.
Hey, everyone. This is Rich Eisen from NFL Network. Think about this. Wouldn't it be cool if you could watch the best action of every NFL game any day of the week? Great news. Thanks to Comcast Digital Cable here at NFL Network, we take every NFL game each week, edit them down to the best place, and let you watch them whenever you want. Miss a big play? Watch the extended highlights on NFL Network on demand.